Joined in studio by Katie Nolan, and Katie Nolan is an artist. Katie, you're most welcome.
Thank you, Declan. Lovely to be here.
Now, we're going to have, you're doing something on your carpets. Could you tell us how did that come about, Katie?
So, I work part-time with Cork Education and Training Board, teaching art and craft in the community. And one of my subjects is textiles. So I was here in town working in the Cumann na Déanaí Centre, teaching a weaving and spinning class. And one day, one of the participants came along and gifted me a bag. And when I peered into the bag, there was this potent, rich collection of old yawl carpet wool still on the reels. And she said, I'd like you to have it. So we got chatting, and it turned out it was a lady called Kay Donnelly, who some people may
yes,
know.
Yes, would do.
And of course, her husband, Tom, joined Yawl Carpets when he was very young as the tea boy and left when it closed as, I think, production manager. So I left that day, brought this wool home with me, sat it in my studio and did nothing for a short while. But there was something I couldn't let go. It was too rich to allow it to just sit there. So I went back to Kay, contacted her and asked her, could I speak to Tom? So I met them in their home and we had a wonderful conversation over about an hour and a half, where Tom revealed, the rich and the whole socio-economic cultural heritage of what was Yawl Carpets. So following that, last summer I did a residency in Greywood Arts in Killa, where I brought my spinning wheel and I brought my loom and I brought my bag of wool and studied it for a long period of time. And through a process of kind of experimentation with wool fibres, I started to play with the idea of creating sculptural form. An artist's endeavour sort of leads you down lots of different paths, but it kept bringing me back to this idea that I needed to re-engage with the people from Yawl Carpets. So that really is how it started. Then Cork County Council, through their Creative Ireland programme, advertised for funding that was available for projects, artistic projects, that would engage with communities throughout County Cork. And together with Greywood Arts, we put forward a joint proposal and were selected to produce this project and engage with all of the ex-workers in Yawl Carpets.
Now, you're going to engage with the ex-workers. I was talking before, about just as I came on the show, that I have a little book at home done by Ollie Casey. And Ollie used to work in the gasworks here in Yawl. And he produced it's a very small little book, but it's an absolute treasure of the industrial history of the town. And carpets was even bigger, if you know what I mean. So will this be documented? Will you have documentation? Will we have something that we can look at later on?
Absolutely. Now, what exactly the final form of the artwork will be, I'm not sure yet. I think that will come from this process of engagement. But yes, we're inviting the ex-workers, their families, their friends, whoever, any interested parties really, to come to an initial informal gathering next Thursday, the 25th, in Greywood Arts. I think it's at 7 p.m. And we will have an opportunity to converse, to make connections, to re-establish old friendships, hopefully. And I'm asking people to bring their stories, their memories, maybe their memorabilia, little pieces, photographs, tools, whatever they may have, which we will gather as an assemblage. We're happy to give those back to the people and take copies of them. But yes, all of the events that we will organise, the workshops, the events, the gatherings that we will organise over the next 12 months will be documented by a videographer and sound recordings. And at some point I will develop an artwork around a conceptual framework that evolves from this engagement with the ex-workers.
That's absolutely brilliant. We have the series of photographs that people took, somebody took at the time when it was closing down, and you can see some of them in Aldi below, and they're a brilliant sort of documentation of how things were at the time. But this sounds like an even more advanced version of that in the fact that you look at people's stories and people's memories.
Yes, that beautiful photographic project was the brainchild of Marcella, I'm not sure what her surname is, sorry it won't come to me, and she commissioned a photographer, Derek Spears, to come and record the final days of the factory before it closed. And yes, that's a really rich sort of documentation, visual narrative of the final days of the exhibition. But I'm hoping to bring it a step further and celebrate what was Yall Carpets. I think in my art practice, I'm really driven. My life started, I spent 33 years working in the financial services industry and only turned to art 10 years ago. So I'm back and I studied a BA and then I continued on and did an MA in art and environment. But throughout all of my practice, I'm really inspired or interested in exploring the notion of the relationship between humans and technology and how technology advances in mechanisms, robotics, artificial intelligence, etc., continues to replace human ability. And I think I'm really interested in the manipulation of fibers as a foundational technology. So that's what kind of drives me in my art practice. And I suppose it reflects back on my own experience of having been made redundant from the bank. We all know if we go into a bank now, you're dealing with machines rather than humans. It's happening throughout many industries. If you go into a supermarket, we have automated self-service checkouts. So my inquiry is always around this sort of relationship where our haptic sensibilities and our engagement with materials is being replaced by technology. And how, I suppose, that impacts on the future of work. So if this machine technology continues to replace our ability, what will we as a species do for work in the future?
Yeah, and then the carpets was such a crossover between art and industry in a way. It combines both.
Absolutely. Yes. And there's one of the other gifts that Kay Donnelly and Tom gave me was a small selection of photographs. And they're still in their old 1970s sleeves. And they're photographs that were taken by the artistic department in Yall Carpets, photographs that were taken around the town of the sea, of moss growing on rocks, of seaweed, of the colour of the stonework in the old castle. So those beautiful earthy colours that are quite unique to Ireland as well, and how those magnificent colours were encompassed in the design of the carpets is something that really resonated with me as well.
Okay. Now we'll put out our call again to anybody. You can do this, Katie.
Okay, so yeah, we're opening this up to the ex-staff, to the families, friends, any interested parties of Yall Carpets. We'd absolutely love to hear about their recollections, of anyone who worked there over the years or who had any connection to Yall Carpets over the years. And I think the network is quite wide. Stretching into County Waterford and further west over to almost over as far as the city in Cork as well. There was another facility in
Carrigtwohill, you said.
Carrigtwohill. So anybody at all?
I didn't know about that one. Maybe I should have. Maybe I'm not in town long enough.
Yeah. And I can guarantee a really warm welcome at Greywood Arts. It's a fabulous facility to have in East Cork, which encourages artistic endeavour through community projects and events.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And we have to thank Cork County Council. I know you did, but we'd better thank Cork County Council again for funding some of it. It's Thursday, January the 25th. That's tomorrow evening. No, that's tomorrow week. Tomorrow week between 7 and 8.30 in the Greywood Arts in Killa. Katie Nolan, thanks a million for coming in. Fascinating project. It sounds fabulous. Love to have you back in a few months' time again till we see how things are progressing.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Declan.
Just to keep you on your toes.
That's what I need. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.